Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the changing seasons of life and business? Well, forget the cookie cutter advice. It's time to make an honest assessment of where you are right now. So today I'm going to share a bit about my personal journey from a crossroads to launching this podcast and the mindset shifts that made it all possible and led to the business that I have today. I'm also going to share some practical habits with you that you can implement to cultivate contentment no matter what season your life is in. Welcome to the Mind Your Time podcast. I'm Shannon Baker, your host and coffee aficionado. Whether your goal is to increase your side gig income or scale to six figures, you're in the right place. You will learn about the tools, actionable strategies, and tactics you can use to take back control of your time and life. I specialize in helping purpose-driven women like yourself work smarter and tap into the growth potential their business holds. So if you're ready to make a bigger impact and achieve business growth without being tied to it 24/7, then stick around. Let's dive into today's topic. Now, before we get into today's topic, I want to point out that while I've talked about embracing the season your life is in on the podcast before, today's topic is from a different point of view. Previously, I talked about using slower periods like the summer slowdown to get your back office operations in order. Now, I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes. But today is going to be different. We're going to talk about making an honest assessment of the season that your life is in right now or even about to be in so that you can adjust your business strategy, be successful, and not be overwhelmed by it all. And it's important for you to be honest as you go through this evaluation process, because if you aren't, then my friend, you will set yourself up for failure, which is not what we want. Instead, I want you to pick SMART goals. And my definition of SMART goals is a bit different than what you usually hear. I actually did an entire episode breaking down my unique perspective on this subject. You can check that episode out later, because I want you to achieve your goals, which means you're achieving success on your own terms. And this isn't based on what people, and by people I mean social media, tell you you need to be doing. This also is not a decision that you can make based on what everyone that you know seems to be doing and succeeding at. You've got to put on blinders and identify what you want, determine how you can achieve it, and then make a plan that you can execute to make it your reality. I'm speaking from experience here because one of the areas where I had to put on blinders was when I launched this podcast. My perception was that those who I deemed as successful businesswomen were thriving because of their podcast, and that was it. I knew, or at least I thought, that having my own podcast would be a game changer, which it is, but it's only a small piece of the puzzle. But I also knew that I had to wait for the right time. Why? Because at the time that I started thinking about launching a podcast, I didn't have the clarity that I needed in my business. I knew I didn't want to be a virtual assistant anymore, and I had just completed the training to become an online business manager, but I wasn't really feeling that either. So I was at a crossroads in my business. I was trying to decide if I should just close it down and go back to working for someone else, or if I needed to make a pivot. So to figure it out, I decided to take some time off and actually think about what did I really want. In the meantime, I ended all of the contracts that I had and I went back to work part-time so that it would reduce the financial pressure that our family would experience with loss of income. Now, I'm going to be honest, it took a lot of self-investment and mindset work for me to get comfortable with making the pivot from being a virtual assistant to being a business strategist who specializes in operations. Not to mention, it took a lot of faith to admit to myself that I needed to make the change. So I embraced a new path forward, and the thought resurfaced about launching a podcast, especially to establish myself in this new space. And at that time, which is 2019, I actually won a course that helped me start this podcast. And I was praying about this. It was really like stay front of mind, but winning that course really confirmed to me that I was moving in the right direction. So I stayed the course and I started making some changes to reignite my passion for my business. In the meantime, here are a few other things I did. I continued listening to podcasts to help me develop personally and professionally. I removed myself from any Facebook communities that no longer aligned with my values and my goals, and I started building my own community. And I decided how I wanted my business to support my lifestyle and align with my values, and how my services could also help other women create a business that did the same for them. So when it came to launching the podcast, I did not rush the process. I focused on identifying my zone of genius first, and I honed in on what made me unique. What was my unique value proposition? I love to put things in order for a specific outcome. My brain just thinks logically and it comes naturally to me. And let me tell you, this mindset shift was so liberating. So I went through the course to launch my podcast, and I set a non-negotiable launch date, which was April 1st, 2020. But this forced me to let go of my perfectionism and really focus on getting the necessary things done. I realized that success to me with launching the podcast wasn't just going to be about metrics and numbers, but it was going to allow me to build a business that supports my lifestyle. So let me tell you, I launched on my launch day in March, right as the world shut down. So I did it scared because I was really scared that this whole endeavor and everything I had done was just going to flatline because no one was writing to work anymore, which is when my target audience will listen to podcasts. But everyone was at home, at least so I thought, and they may have been. But as I looked at my numbers over the months, I realized that my downloads remained consistent. So that let me know that you were consistently listening to the podcast if you've been with me from the beginning. And the same is true today. Since launching this podcast, I have experienced so many different things. It's just been an amazing journey. I have even more clarity in my business. I've been invited to be a guest on other podcasts, to speak in different membership groups, to present at different virtual events as a speaker. But really, the true success lies in how this podcast impacts the lives of the amazing women like you who tune in every single week. So I am happy and satisfied with how things have turned out, which is the definition of being content. But let's be real. Being content isn't always easy, especially when life throws you a curveball. I know firsthand that cultivating contentment really requires intention and effort. It's a mindset that we have to maintain even when our circumstances change, which can happen overnight. And we have to accept the fact that nothing is constant but change. So how can we learn to embrace the season of our lives and be content, not just in our business, but just in our personal lives as well? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that, again, change is one thing in life that's constant. And I am not a fan of uncertainty. I really prefer to be in control. No big aha moment there, right? But I've come to accept that there are things that I can't control. And believe me when I say that was a tough pill for me to swallow. Now, there's a quote that I absolutely love by Jack Canfield. And that quote is, "You only have control over three things in your life: the thoughts you think, the images you visualize, and the actions you take." The first time I saw that quote, it really made me realize that while I can't control the seasons that I find myself in life, I can control how I deal with those changes. And this is really important to remember because sometimes we're dealing with some pretty difficult circumstances and we really, really deep down inside want those circumstances to change. But constantly dwelling on that can rob us of our inner peace. So what can we do instead? Well, we can change our mindset, shift our perspective. Our mindset really has a tremendous impact on our outlook and our overall well-being, and we can still find joy even in the midst of challenging seasons. So how can we do this? How can we practice contentment no matter what the season is in our lives, even if it's not the one we want to be in? So here are some healthy habits that I've developed over the years that have helped me cultivate contentment and find peace within every season of life, even as it changes. Habit number one, stop putting crazy time constraints on everything. If you're like me, and I have a pretty good feeling that you are in many different ways, then you may tend to set some crazy expectations or deadlines for yourself sometimes. I'm a perfectionist in recovery, so I tend to create arbitrary deadlines that I can't meet, but in my mind, I'm telling myself I can do it. And then I get frustrated because I start looking at my progress and comparing it to what other people are doing or have done. Does that sound familiar? Well, if your answer is yes, then it's time to let go of those limiting expectations that stress you out and ask yourself, why exactly are you trying to achieve this anyway? Maybe it was because you saw someone else achieving something by a certain age or they hit a certain financial goal and you feel like you're falling behind. This has to be one of the biggest negative impacts of social media because everyone puts out all the good things or so-called good things that are going on in their lives, talking about their six-figure income or bigger that they, you know, have built in or experiencing, and life is just all just peachy, rainbows and sunshine, right? But the truth is, you notice they don't talk about the failures, the struggles, the times that they cry, the sleepless nights, or how their so-called success is impacting the quality of their life. This real behind-the-scenes stuff is what they don't show us. That's why we have to stop comparing our journey to anyone else's, because if we keep doing that, we're never going to feel good enough, no matter how much progress we make. So my friend, remember, being a successful entrepreneur is not a sprint, it's a marathon. Don't compare your chapter one to someone else's chapter eight. Embrace your unique journey and continue to learn and grow along the way, and make time to enjoy the journey as you take it. Habit number two, focus on what you can control. I'm gonna say that again. Focus on what you can control. Embracing the season that we're in can be tough, especially when it feels like everything is outside of our control. And I'm really like an all or nothing type of person, which can be a catch 22. But here's a powerful truth that I've learned. I found that taking control of what we can change and just dealing with the rest really empowers me to navigate through whatever the season is. So instead of focusing on the negative, identify the aspects of your life that you can actively decide on. Here's an example. Maybe you want to create some new habits or just simply try something new. When you actively choose who you are or who you want to be and what you want to do, and you take steps towards that, you shift from feeling helpless to feeling empowered. And if you need some ideas to help you start practicing more self-care, then go back and listen to the episode that I did on that topic. A link to it is going to be in the show notes. But here's another example for you. If you're a busy mom with kids in school, you deal with fluctuating schedules that are driven by your kids' activities. You can't change the drop-off and the pickup times. But what you can do is create a more flexible schedule that allows you to get things done in the time that you have. And that's why I always recommend time blocking to help you make this a reality. Time blocking has really been a game changer for me because you can strategically plan your day in designated time blocks and get specific things done. It allows me to maximize the time that I have and prioritize self-care. So I can carve out a few minutes for my morning routine, whether it's 5 minutes to 30 minutes to 60 minutes. But I also still have time for my family, our doctor's appointments, my parents' doctor's appointments, or whatever else I need without having to compromise my own well-being or even the quality of my work. It's all about being realistic and working with the season that your life is in. Now, if you want some help with this, I have a free audio masterclass that walks you through the process of goal setting, creating your schedule using time blocking, and more. And that way you can focus on growing your business without being overwhelmed. You can feel free to check that out at theshannonbaker.com/audio masterclass or click the link in the show notes. Now, a third and last habit for today is develop simple gratitude habits. Gratitude is a powerful tool that unlocks the fullness of life because it helps us recognize that what we have is really enough. That's being content. And it's scientifically proven that being grateful helps create positive emotions like joy, love, and guess what? Contentment. A 2003 study by Dr. Robert Emmons found that even writing gratitude entries for 21 days can lead to a more positive mood, greater satisfaction with life, and improved sleep. And practicing gratitude actually reduces anxiety, it encourages optimism, and it helps you find contentment when you're experiencing difficulties. Now, personally, I am not a journaling type of girl, but I've discovered a simple gratitude habit that has been very empowering, and it works for me. I have a wall of wins in my office. So when I have a win, whether it's big or small, personal or business, I write it on a 2x2 card, I put a date on it, and I pin it to that wall. So it's a daily reminder of how good I have it. And I just look at those wins when I'm experiencing a challenging season. But this positive reinforcement really reduces my anxiety, helps me be more positive, helps me see my progress, helps me stay motivated, and it helps me sleep better at night. I can look at that wall and see that I've made small steps to reach my goals, and that motivates me to stick to my plan and continue working towards the goals that I've set. Remember, my friend, contentment comes down to our perspective, which we can control and maintain no matter what the circumstances or the season of our life is. By embracing the changes and cultivating healthy habits like letting go of time constraints, focusing on what you can control and practicing gratitude, you'll find yourself living a life of contentment full of peace, happiness, and satisfaction. Who doesn't want that? So I want to thank you for tuning in this week. And I hope that you found this episode helpful and motivating. Remember, you have the power to cultivate contentment in any season. But before I let you go, I want to remind you, pick one thing from this episode that you're going to take action on today, because just consuming the content is not going to help you make the changes that you need. And if you found this episode valuable, or there's someone else in your community that will benefit from it, take a screenshot, post it in Instagram stories, and tag me at @_ShannonBaker. And last ask, social proof matters. So help me reach more women, or help them see the value in this podcast itself. Please go to ratethispodcast.com/mindyourtime and leave me a rating and review. So that's all I have for you this week, and I hope you will be joining me back here next week as well. But until then, keep calm and streamlined.